This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and I'm alongside my co-host, Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and each week we explore the creative sector in and around Washtenaw County, and we discover some of the ways that the people working in the sector impact our lives, sometimes unexpectedly. Today we're going to explore the creative nature of industrial design with one of the area's foremost experts. And Deb, thanks for coming back.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and one of the joys of doing Creative Impact is introducing to you, David, and our listeners, some of the most creative people I know, and one of them is Alan Samuels, who is the former dean of the U of M School, Penny Stamp School of Art and Design, and a great guy who's always thinking inventively. And so we're here to talk with Alan. So, David, meet Alan.
Alan, it's so good to have you in studio here at 89.1 WEMU. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Industrial design, it seems like a very broad term. How would you define it?
Industrial design is a profession whereby those of us who practice it, we invent and design new products, products that are mass-produced, mass-distributed, and hopefully they're functional and safe and people enjoy them.
And so how did you find your way to industrial design? Like who wakes up and says, I'm going to be an industrial designer?
Well, I didn't. I've been doing this for 50 years, it turns out. And I discovered it as a student. I just was wandering like most students do. And I found this thing called industrial design and asked the same questions you're asking. What is this? And it turns out it was about inventing, innovating, creating, imagining, and the result would be products that everyone could use and would enable a culture, one hopes.
By its very nature, it's creative.
Well, it there's no guarantee it has to be, but we all try.
How did you find out that you even had any talent for something like
that? Well, I was almost thrown out of the University of Illinois because I wasn't very good at it. And in those days, they measured by how well you drew things, and I couldn't draw. But it turned out that it was much more, this profession is much more than drawing. It's about inventing and doing research and thinking and looking for voids in the culture and then filling them with products that are useful and safe and hopefully enjoyable.
So once you take that creative spirit, Alan, and you start to apply it in a profession, it seems to me there are a couple of different ways you could go and lead you down different paths. You could be very entrepreneurial and kind of start your own thing, or you could go to work for a corporation and build on what they already have existing. What are the different paths that are available to someone who says industrial design seems like a good way for me to go?
That's interesting because I've done them all, and I'm not boasting, I'm just saying. I worked for 30 corporations over 40-some years, working for top corporations in America. And I had my own design practice, and I taught at the University of Michigan for 34 years. So if I wasn't designing products, I was teaching others to design. And if I wasn't teaching, I was doing it. So for me, it was seamless. But for others, you either choose a corporate context because you have endless resources, or you design a company where you're selling your services, or you make products, and you design them and manufacture them.
I want to ask you to perhaps provide a couple of examples of things that you were instrumental in designing so we have a kind of picture
context
in our minds what exactly we're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, I've designed so many different things because I've been fortunate. I've worked for companies that made different things. So I've designed dinnerware and furniture and locomotives and industrial equipment and medical products and scientific instruments. And on and on, because I chose to find companies that were doing interesting things, and I went from one to the other to the other. So there really is no end to this profession. One can design just about everything that's in our lives.
As a teacher, you mentioned you've been a teacher for over 3 decades. Where have some of your students gone on? Where are some of the areas they've excelled?
I'm very proud to say when I retired in 2008, I was getting the sons and daughters of the students that I started to teach in 1975. But to answer your question, these young people are now older people, and they're all over the country. Many of them are vice presidents and presidents of companies, and I'm very proud of them. So when I call them, they're always thankful, and I'm always grateful they take the phone call. So it works both ways.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about industrial design with Alan Samuels. Mr. Samuels is emeritus professor and dean from the University of Michigan's Penny Stamp School of Art and Design, and he is our guest on Creative Impact today.
Alan, It's somewhat problem solving, right? You're assigned a problem to solve. What does it take to do that? What's the process?
Well, let me just straighten this out a little bit. Some designers are given problems to solve.
Okay.
But my whole career, I've chosen to find my own problems. And I just think that's my job, is to develop, to find the voids and the problems and the challenges in our culture, and then design something that would fill them and solve some serious problems. So I've never waited for my clients to tell me what the problem was. They always did, but I worked past their problems, because often what they were suggesting to me already exists. It was ordinary, and I was trying to work towards extraordinary. And so, again, I'm not boasting. I'm just saying that problem statements that I was getting were rather mundane, and I wanted to work past them, and that's why I think I was successful.
So an example? Or two?
Or three. well, currently, for example, a problem is that a lot of young mothers in America, 4,000 babies in America die each year because they're put into an adult bed with an adult, oftentimes because people are impoverished. That's the only bed they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so the babies are pushed off and rolled over and so on. And the problem was, to how do you solve that? Well, that's not a terrific problem statement. That's just the problem. So after I did my research, I designed two devices for under $3 each out of cardboard. One keeps an adult from rolling over a child, an infant, in the bed, because it's sharp and pointy and made out of rigid cardboard, and it's disposable. And the other is a cradle, again, for under $3, that enables a mother, gives a mother and a father an alternative to putting that baby in an adult bed. And now that baby is right next to them, safe and sound, and there's no rolling over. But no one asked me to do that.
I love that the practical application of industrial design can serve the greater good, but in many cases it is about commerce. So how do you take a product like that and make it attractive enough that a company will endorse and put forth, manufacture, and get it out to the public?
I think the key is that if the product has real merit, is solving a problem of some significance, there is a potential for profit. So I don't worry about profit or commercial issues. I worry about designing something that's useful. And if it's really seen and perceived as useful and is in fact useful, people will pay, I think, a fair amount to own it and use it. And that's the only concern I have about the business side of things.
And that takes us another step further in talking about the economy overall. Industrial design creates a number of jobs. It is vital to the expansion of corporate America. So how critical, in your estimation, as a professor and as an inventor and as a manufacturer, how critical to the economy is industrial design?
Well, let me put it this way. If you were to take all of the designed images, all of the designed objects, and all of the designed spaces, that is, these things that designers create, we you take them away from the culture, we would be sitting here naked in the dirt. I mean, that's a simplistic way of looking at it.
Trying to determine whether I'd like that or not.
Well, it wouldn't be pretty, but it would be real.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
I think also that leans towards the importance of education. And what helps develop the designers or the creators of the future?
That's a good question. It, when I was teaching, the emphasis was not on teaching young people how to be designers only. What we were trying to do is give them the broadest education possible at a university so that everything they studied beyond design informed design. We didn't want dumb designers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted people who understood the social aspects, the mechanical aspects, the business aspects, the health, all of the aspects that one can learn at a university.
You're talking about a traditional liberal arts education
absolutely,
on top of what you're doing.
Absolutely. With an emphasis on applying it to designing real things.
Well, this is it's such a fascinating thing, and one of the things I love when you and I get together is that you're always bouncing off ideas constantly, and being in your studio is always there. You're always pointing to this idea or that idea, and that creativity is constant and enjoyable. And I think that those opportunities to be with somebody like you is and to understand this field, the inventiveness of it is extraordinary. So I thank you for sharing your time with us today and hopefully encouraging others to consider this path of industrial design and that career path and the education that comes along with it. So thank you, Alan, for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That is Alan Samuels, Emeritus Professor and Dean at the Penny Stamp School of Art and Design at the University of Michigan. We certainly appreciate your time, and I thank you on behalf of our listeners for sharing your experience, sir.
Thank you.
And Deb Pollack, we will see you next Tuesday.
Yes, with another exciting guest.
Deb Pollack is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.